Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
LSU baseball took 2 of 3 from Eastern Kentucky this weekend. On the line with us right now is LSU skipper Paul Maneri. Coach, how are you?
I'm good, Christian. How are you doing?
Good. So this weekend against EKU, obviously the opener didn't go your way, but you guys rallied to win this series. I'm sure you're pretty happy with your club.
Well, I'm happy we won the series, but not so happy about the Friday night result. You know, it was such a strange night that night, Christian. It was so cold. The game was probably 38 degrees and strong wind blowing straight in from center field. And they threw a pitcher that they threw several pitches under 70 miles an hour, if you can believe that. And it just kind of tied us up in knots and we couldn't do much with them. We such an unorthodox style of pitching that our kids don't see very often. And combining that with the wind blowing in, it just made for a rough offensive night. So very disappointing loss on Friday, but I thought our players showed a lot of good character, and obviously the starting pitching was a big factor in the next 2 days, and we played pretty good baseball the last 2 days. Just wish we could have that one back on Friday.
Zach Mathis, Coach, has he so far lived up to what you guys thought he could be?
Well, I think he's playing really well. You know, he's a terrific third baseman, you know, about at the same level of probably the best third baseman I've ever had, Christian Ibarra. He's made so many good plays. He put a clinic on out there on Saturday during the Landon Marceau game. You know, Landon's going to throw a lot of ground balls. You better make the plays for him. And he was just terrific the whole weekend. And, he's swinging the bat good. He's been a spark plug for us. So, yeah, I think he's living up to expectations.
Coach, I know we're early in the season still and got a lot to go, but Cade Beloso looks like he's improved not just as a power hitter, but also just as a pure hitter, being able to put the ball in different spots of the field.
Well, I think so. You know, he works at it. You know, he doesn't go into batting practice just trying to hit balls into the stands. He's working to beat the shift by hitting balls the other way. Might even see him bunt for a hit some point this year if they take their third baseman to play him over at shortstop. You know, last year he got robbed of so many hits because they put the pull shift on him. And, you know, it's frustrating for a kid when he hits the ball hard and it's right at somebody. So he's been working real hard with Eddie Smith on being a complete hitter, you know, handling the pitch away from him, going the other way, as well as not giving up his power to the pull side. He hasn't hit any home runs yet, but I'm sure in time they'll be coming.
Coach, 8 games into the season, what do you really like about your team?
Well, the starting pitching is as advertised, especially Marceau and A.J. Labus this past weekend. You know, they were just tremendous, both of them. They gave us a great chance to win. Marceau pitched an entire game while the score was 2-0, where one mistake might have cost us big, but he just was relentless. He threw 80 pitches, only threw 17 pitches out of the strike zone the entire day. And he was just magnificent. And, of course, Beloso added the 3-run double in the bottom of the 8th inning to give us a little bit bigger cushion going into the 9th inning. And then Sunday, A.J. Labus was the equal of Marceau. So Cole Henry didn't pitch poorly. He just didn't have his curveball, and you know, his command was a little bit off, and it forced him to throw 90 pitches in 5 innings, so he wasn't able to extend as far as the other guys. But I think overall our starting pitching's been great. We're finding out that we've got a really special player in Alex Milazzo, catcher. We talked about Mathis. I think a lot of answers are starting to come to us within these first eight games, and hopefully we're going to be able to settle on a lineup this week and into the weekend.
Coach, again, eight games in, what do you feel like? Where do you feel like you guys need to improve?
Well, offensively, we're not swinging the bats great, of course. You know, when you're scoring as few runs as we have been, it puts an awful lot of pressure on your pitching and your defense. I'm still a little bit concerned about our defense at second base. And then overall, you know, we've just got to get more guys. We've got three or four guys swinging the bat really well, but we got to get more production out of the entire lineup.
Coach, do you get to take in any Mardi Gras? Do you get to enjoy any of that or no?
I wish I could. You know, Karen and I were just talking about it, actually. And, you know, she loves Mardi Gras more than anybody. But we have, you know, we're so busy, and we got practice tomorrow, big game on Wednesday, and then we leave for Houston for the Minute Maid tournament, you know, on Thursday. So, you know, we got a lot of Mardi Gras in our heart. We're just not able to get to the parades right now.
Coach, I know you got Louisiana Tech in the midweek game, and I know it's one game at a time, but that Shriners Hospital for Children College Classic is pretty – it's a pretty good little round robin, Texas, Baylor, and Oklahoma, if you could just talk about what awaits your club, not just with the midweek contest, but this weekend as well.
Yeah, well, we obviously can't look past Louisiana Tech. They've got an excellent team that beat us last year, and we got a big game on Wednesday night. But then Thursday we'll get on a bus and go over to Houston and get to play in a major league ballpark. We got to try to do our part. You know, football and basketball both beat the Texas Longhorns this year, so we got to make it a clean sweep on Friday with the three big sports. But three great games. We should have big crowds playing in a major league ballpark. It's a trip that our players generally look forward to, and I think they will again today. I mean, this week, excuse me.
Coach, when you go there, make sure that all those cameras are down, all right? Make sure that nobody's trying to steal any signs. I say that tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, no comment on that one.
Coach, Louisiana Tech, you mentioned them. Those guys beat you guys last year. What are they like this year?
They got a good team. You know, they got an excellent coach in Lane Burrows. He's doing a great job with their guys. They've got some young players playing as well. We have four freshmen in our lineup, and I think they might have four freshmen in their lineup. But they've been road warriors. You know, their facility was destroyed in a tornado a year or so ago, and you know, so they're having to play a lot of games on the road, use a local high school field, but it's allowed their team to bond and really come together. So we know we got our hands full on Wednesday night. It's going to be a tough ball game, but a good game.
LSU coach Paul Maneri, good luck tomorrow, or excuse me, Wednesday night, and good luck this weekend. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Christian, my pleasure.
All right. We'll step away and come back. LSU taking on Louisiana Tech Wednesday, and then they got Texas, Baylor, and Oklahoma on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Houston.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.